begin with what this new exercise is. I'll describe it and then we'll practice it. It is a cylinder of angels that you want to surround yourself with. And I learned this from one of my teachers, Sonia Choquette, and she never gave us the description of these various angels, and I have never taken the time to look them all up. I feel them, though. I definitely notice a shift when I call upon them. So what I'm going to do is give you the names of these angels, because some of the names will sound familiar to you, I think. And then go out on your own and research, because as I say, there are many different teachers out there who teach about angels, and some of them don't agree with each other. And so that's another reason why I didn't, you know, really make it a point of giving you a description of each one. What I will do is give you the spelling of their of the angels' names, and you'll have fun when you feel like getting on the internet or going to a bookstore and looking up angels. The important thing is for you to feel, to practice feeling, to know that there is a presence of benevolence and love and divinity and healing and support and guidance surrounding you. So this is how I learned it. And then one of these angels I did, as I say, look up because of its proximity, and you'll see why I say that in a minute. And so that one I will share with you. So here is how it goes. You invoke and call Archangel Michael to stand to the right of you. You invoke Archangel Gabriel to stand to the left of you. You evoke Archangel Uriel, that's U-R-I-E-L, to stand in front of you. And you invoke Archangel Raphael to stand behind you. You invoke Archangel Raguel. And again, different people spell it differently. The way that I lean towards is R-A-G-U-E-L, Raguel. It could also be spelled R-O-G-U-E-L. You invoke Archangel Raguel above you, and you invoke Archangel Soriel below you. Soriel could be spelled S-O-R-I-E-L. And then you invoke Archangel Remiel to stand right beside you. And that could be right beside you to the right, right beside you to your to the left, whatever feels right, and it could change at times. And Remiel is spelled R-E-M as in Mary, I-E-L as in Lassie. And I will, as I said, put together a real simple handout describing Raphael by this particular author. And now I'm going to read to you what she says about this particular archangel. If you are feeling down or depressed, then you must call on Archangel Raphael for help, as he is known as the Angel of Hope. In the Book of Enoch, that's spelled E-N-O-C-H, in the Book of Enoch, he is identified as one of the seven archangels who stands closest to God. He is also said to guide souls into the heaven and is one, and is one of the angels that God is most likely to send to beings who are in distress. His name roughly translates as meaning God's mercy. His wonderful caring role is to bring or restore harmony in your life. When Raphael is near you, you are likely to hear the rumble of distant thunder. He is a very powerful angel, so call upon him only if you are serious about making big changes in your life. You can connect to Raphael in your dreams, and here's how. Before you go to, what is that sound in the background there?
It's not me.
Do you hear that, Mary?
Nothing here.
Well, maybe it's one of them. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Before you go to sleep at night, send your unconscious mind a message. That would be wild if that were the case, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just had to say that. So let me back up here. You can connect to Raphael in your dreams, and here's how. Before you go to sleep at night, send your unconscious mind a message asking that you remember your dreams, and then call on Raphael. Pay special attention to whatever dreams you experience and notice what kind of messages that Raphael has sent you. If you don't understand the symbolism in the dream, you can ask him for clarification before you go to sleep the next night. If you are having doubts about your spirituality or are struggling to deepen your spiritual connection, ask Raphael for help. He will unfold you with his golden wings and surround you with intense love and connection. Surrender to his presence and see what kind of magic and miracles begin to happen in your life. Raphael is a magnificent angel surrounded with a brilliant white light. He has deep brown eyes and golden hair. He will move gracefully through your life, bringing balance, wisdom, and joy. So how does that make you feel just listening to all of that?
I love that last part, cool. Balance, wisdom, and joy.
Right, right. So what we're going to do now is whether you want to call upon those archangels, you know, read from your list, or you want to just call on the highest angels that are here for your best upliftment and nurturing, etc. You know, using your protective prayer. Well, I'll leave it up to you where you call upon your gatekeeper to bring you the beings that are resonant with where you are now and where you want to go in this lifetime. So I'm going to leave it up to you with the information that you just heard. Just do what you are intuitively led to do. And what I'm asking you to do is to call on having an angelic presence on your right, an angelic presence on your left, an angelic presence in front of you, an angelic presence behind you, an angelic presence above you, an angelic presence below you, and then an angelic presence right beside you. Is that clear what I'm asking?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to be quiet, and you do it in your own time. And I'm teaching you this because this is what you want to do before you walk on any stage, before you walk into any room, especially if you're giving a presentation. So that's my reason for bringing this to you now. When you feel or sense them with you, then just say ready and we'll go from there. I'll be quiet while you do this now.